and your ISP see your browsing history, here's what you need to know. My thanks to C. Scott Brown for his excellent article and this video's inspiration. You'll find his article at the link listed. In our current age of connectivity, online privacy has become paramount. If almost everything you do has some sort of connection to the internet, how can you control what other people know about you? If you aren't aware already, it's time to learn about ISP tracking, government spying, and how to protect yourself. You might not think your privacy is that big of a deal. Common excuse is, I'm not doing anything wrong, so I don't need to care. However, that isn't the best way of thinking about things. Privacy doesn't just protect people who are doing illegal activities. For example, when you're using the toilet, you aren't doing anything illegal. But do you really want a video of it put online for everyone to see? Probably not, because you value your privacy. In this video, we're going to give you a quick primer on internet privacy and security. We're going to focus on ISP tracking and, most importantly, how to prevent your internet service provider from tracking you. Can the government really see everything you do online? Believe it or not, there isn't a yes or no answer to that question. Some people in the U.S. might think the government is actively spying on everyone. There's a conception that a team of FBI agents is assigned to you specifically and watching everything you do online. In the U.S., though, this is assuredly not the case for the average person. However, even if the government isn't actively monitoring your internet habits, there's very little stopping it from getting that information. Your ISP is often bound by law to provide all information to the government when it's requested. In the fine print of your service contract with your ISP, you'll find wording that discloses this practice. There isn't a team of FBI agents watching your every online interaction, because it's not necessary. Your ISP is already doing all the work. All it takes is an official request, and boom, the government has all the information on you it needs. And your internet service provider see what you do online? Unless you've taken steps to prevent it, your ISP is tracking everything you do online. That means it can see your internet searches, the websites you visited, what you downloaded, etc. at any time. Depending on where you live in the world, your ISP is likely bound by law to retain this data on you for a specific period. Not only that, but it's highly likely your ISP is profiting from your data by selling it to advertisers, like how Google operates with its own data tracking. Your ISP also flags specific activities on your devices. For example, if you download a ton of new games to your gaming console, your ISP will notice that you are downloading hundreds of gigabytes of data. It wants to know this so it can throttle your data if necessary, if you have unlimited data, or limit your data if you have a capped plan. That's not all your ISP looks for, though. It also will track and flag suspect activities, such as downloading person-to-person torrents or visiting websites that focus on explicitly illegal content, drug or firearm sales, terrorism, human trafficking, etc. In the case of torrents, major publishers can request this information and then ask your ISP to reprimand you for downloading copyrighted content illegally. The bottom line here is that ISP tracking is happening on every connected device you own. Thankfully, you can prevent it if you wish. How to prevent your ISP from tracking you? The easiest way to prevent your internet service provider from logging your online data is to use a virtual private network, VPN. VPN encrypts your data by bouncing it to different servers. Now, this doesn't prevent your ISP from seeing that data. It just prevents it from knowing what it means. Instead of logging that you visited AndroidAuthority.com, for example, it will see a string of symbols that seem like gibberish. On top of this, any government agency that wants to see your data will also see nothing but gibberish. If you're using a high-quality VPN, there is almost no chance that the government could decrypt this data. Of course, the government could then go to your VPN provider and try to get the data from there, ignoring your ISP tracking data. Since the VPNs aren't bound by the same laws as ISPs, there isn't a rule that the VPN service needs to retain your data. A good VPN service will have a no-logging policy, which means your data is never saved, which means the government can't get it. The only major downside to using a VPN is that it will invariably cost you money to get a good service. There are free VPNs out there, but they are usually slow and most won't have strict no-logging policies, so they're not usually a good choice. Get the most security and convenience you can. A paid VPN is what you need. I can personally recommend HMA, which has a strict no-logging policy and many servers worldwide to choose from. What about encrypted browsers, such as Tor? Encrypted browsers are also a fairly good way of keeping your internet data private. Most of these browsers, including the most popular product, Tor, mimic a VPN by bouncing your data around multiple nodes, which are actually the computers of other users. Tor, however, isn't better than a VPN because it's only a browser. If you are doing something on the internet that's not through a browser, such as through an app on your phone, that activity might not be encrypted. What about using both? Interestingly, this is not advisable. While a VPN with a no-logging policy seems foolproof, having your data go through two services doubles the chances of it being found. ISP tracking. You do not need to comply. As a final note, we want to make sure something is perfectly clear. Using a VPN or a private browser is not illegal in the United States, at least not yet. Other countries might have different laws, obviously. But here in the U.S., you can use a VPN at any time for anything. Some folks have a VPN permanently turned on within their router, encrypting all data in their homes. Others only turn a VPN on when they are searching for or downloading sensitive content on their phone or laptop. Whatever option you choose, there is nothing illegal about doing it. Stay safe, stay secure. VPN can help you stay under the radar. I'll see you again soon. Bye-bye, and thanks for watching and listening.